The North Slope Rural School District is projecting a rise in student enrollment for the first time since 1999. District officials count 69 more students than they counted the same time last year. That's a 4% rise across the board. Jake Neer from member station KBRW has the story.
All but three villages on the North Slope are seeing increased student enrollment in the 2010-2011 school year. North Slope Borough School District officials count a total of 1,607 students during this year's official count period, as opposed to 1,538 last year. That's the first increase in enrollment the district has posted in 11 years. The total increase amounts to 69 students, give or take a few, when the state releases its official count in the upcoming weeks, says NSBSD Superintendent Peggy Cowan.
We usually lose a few students when you get the final count from the state, which will be at the end of November or beginning of December. But at this point, we are certainly confident that we will be up students, which is the first time since 1999 that the enrollment has actually increased. We've had a downward trend district-wide since 1999.
It's unclear at this point what is driving enrollment improvements on the North Slope. The NSBSD has no current data relating to demographics or economics of new students, and Cowan did not speculate on any cause for the increase.
We're not demographers, and we are not economists, and we're not, you know, so we don't have an expert opinion. I think strong communities make strong schools, and I think that folks are living here and staying here is positive both for the school's enrollment, but also for the communities.
In addition to the school's increasing role as the cores of North Slope communities, Cowan says the district's recent focus on dropout prevention and attendance initiatives may also be helping. But along with increased enrollment, districts must often adapt with long-term structural planning. Cowan says this year's 4% increase alone will not force any immediate changes to the district's overall system or design.
4% is a healthy number, and the trend is in an increase rather than in a decline, and we are meeting our projected enrollment. We projected being stable for the first time since 1999 as opposed to a decline, and so all of those notes are positive, but it's not like a big spike that's a stress on the system.
Cowan says only one school site located in Point Lay is currently crowded. She indicated some rearranging is likely necessary there. On the opposite end, schools in Onoktuvik Pass, Akasuk, and Wainwright all counted lower enrollment than this time last year, but only in the single digits. Schools in Barrow added 40 students, and the villages added 29 across the board. Superintendent Cowan seems pleased by the improved enrollment, but says the most important focus is to keep already enrolled students in their seats every day.
The numbers are important as we look at distribution of staffing, in a long term and do long term planning and look at next year's budget and all those things. But the most important thing now is to make sure that all the students who are currently enrolled attend regularly and take advantage of the opportunity that school provides.
North Slope Borough School District officials now await the official state enrollment count, expected near the end of November, early December. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.